Okay, so after developing right the different approaches to Tashbizu, right, the different approaches about whether it's a Kumba Asei or Sheifal Taisa, so then we then transition to trying to understand the nature of the Machokis between Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ein Bir Chametz El Asreifa, and the Chamim, who holds either you can formulate it as Hashbisas B'chol Davar or Afen Farav Vizor Luruach Matzal Yam. Different connotations there. So, right, so we're in the middle of developing different approaches to what exactly is the nature of the Machlokes. So the first general approach to the Machlokes is that they fundamentally agree, that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum fundamentally agree regarding the nature of Tashbizu, and they're just arguing within a particular approach to the nature of Tashbizu in terms of how exactly that particular nature to Tashbisu should be fulfilled. So again, what we've developed thus far is we call it three different versions within this approach. Approach, right? Version 1A, we'll call it, is the idea that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim agree that Tashbisu is Sheval Taisa / an Isra Asei. Again, we saw this within the Ma'arik, right, said this, that right, he formulates Isra Asei both within Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, and we saw this within Minchas Chinuch, B'Shem Rashi and the Rambam. Again, and the big question within that we discussed yesterday was, wait a second, if Rabbi Yehuda holds of Isra Asei, why in the world would you need Sreifa? So we saw different approaches of the Ma'arik, that generates the best Totsah, or Minchas Chinuch, that's a separate din from Nosar. But again, that was within approach 1A. Then approach 1B, which we also developed yesterday, which is that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim agree to that Tashbisu by its nature is a kumva asei mitzad gavra. Right, so there we saw that within the Minchas Chinuch b'shem Tosos, said that Tosos who holds a kumva asei, right, is demonstrated by his limitation of Tashbisu to l'achras mano. Right, holds that right Tashbisu is a kumva asei mitzad gavra, both within Rabbi Yehuda and within the Chamim. And then we also saw this within the Mekor Chaim, who had other chidushim as well. But again, both Mekor Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch B'Shem Tosos agreed to this idea that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim think that Tashbisu by its nature is a kumva asei mitzad gavra. Then we saw four different mefarshim, again, who seemed to align with this approach 1B, because all these four mefarshim, namely Rabbi Nadavin, again, we have a little bit of machalkas about that, but assuming Rabbi Nadavin is also within the Chachamim, right, Rabbi Nadavin, we had the Avni Miluim, we had a day out in the Mekor Chaim, and who am I missing? And Rabbi Kiva Eger, right, all four, Rabbi Nadavin, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mekor Chaim, and the Avni Miluim, all say that the heter of Afron Mutter, which is triggered by the din of Nasa Mitzvah, and according to Tosos in Tumura there, they extend that din, they said not that that heter of Afron Mutter, as triggered by the din of Nasa Mitzvah, is not limited to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but also is triggered, also applies to the Shita of Chamim. To point out, the Pashtus of all four of these Rishonim is that they hold that, right, the reason why even the Chachamim's Tashbisu triggers Nasa Mitzvasan, because even the Chachamim hold of a Kumba Asei Chiyuv to destroy the Chametz. And therefore, once you, even the Kohen the Chachamim, destroy the Chametz, and then you have the offer, so that the destruction of the Chametz triggers the din of Nasa Mitzvasan, and thereby triggers the heter of Afron Mutter. So we point out, those four Mepharshim, Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David, Rabbi Kiva Eger, quoted in Reb Chaim, Mekor Chaim, and the Avni Miluim, again, the fact that they all extend the heter of Afron Mutter to the Chamim, presumably they align with this approach 1B. Say both the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim hold that Tashbisu is a kumva asei mitzad gavra. So that brings us to something new, which we haven't discussed, is the last version of approach number one, and that is that perhaps both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim hold that Tashbisu is a kumba asei mitzad hachafza. Again, both, there's a third version, that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim hold that Tashbisu is a kumba asei mitzad hachafza. Who is the Mefarish who introduces this notion of Tashbisu being kumba asei mitzad hachafza? Not all at once. Who says that idea?
No.
Rav Chaim.
That's
Rabbi Yehuda. Slow. Right? But I'm saying, who introduced the notion of Tashbisu being Mitzad HaChafza? Reb Chaim. what was the, according to Reb Chaim, what is the nafka mina, which proves that the tashbisu is misal dechetza, nas mitzvasa, right, afrin butter. And Reb Chaim Lashitaso limits that to Reb Yehuda, because Reb Chaim Lashitaso thinks that the heter of Afron Mutter is limited to Reb Yehuda. But according to the four Mefarshim we just quoted a second ago, Rabbeinu David, Reb Kivi Eger, Mekor Chaim, and the Adli Miluim, who all extend the heter of Afron Mutter to the Chachamim, so while we said before that the Pashtus, or the simple understanding of those former Farshim, is that they think that Nasa Mitzvah is triggered by even a mitzvah, even a Kumba Ase Mitzvah de Gavra, and therefore we said likely they align with approach 1B, it is possible, and Reb Chaim would tell you, that whoever extends, that wherever the Nafka Mina, wherever the Heter of Nasa Mitzvah and Afron Mutter applies, that proves that the chi of tashbisu is mitzad chafza. So if any of those mefarshim who extend the heter of Afron Mutter agree with Reb Chaim's chiddush that Afron Mutter is only triggered when it's a chi of tashbisu of the kumva asay variety mitzad chafza, so then if any of those again four mefarshim agree to Reb Chaim's analysis, then those mefarshim would be within this approach 1C. Again, you hear what I'm saying? The fact that they all extend the heter of Nasa Mitzvasan and Afron Mutter to the Chachamim, and if all of them or any of them agreed to Reb Chaim that the heter of, or the din of Nasa Mitzvasan and the heter of Afron Mutter is only triggered by a chi of tashbisu mitzad hechetza, then what would emerge from those mefarshim, or whichever mefarish agrees with Reb Chaim, that not only does Rabbi Yehuda think that tashbisu is mitzad hechetza, even the chachamim would agree that the tashbisu is mitzad hechetza, and that's why the chachamim would apply the heter of Afron Mutter, would apply the heter of Afron Mutter. So again, it's not clear. Most likely, they think that Nasa Mitzvah is triggered by even a Kumbah Sayyid Mitzvah Gavra. But if Reb Chaim is correct and they agree to Reb Chaim, so then what would emerge from any of these Mefarshim who agree with, basically, if you combine any of those four Mefarshim who extend Afron Mutter to the Chachamim, with the assumption of Reb Chaim that Afron Mutter is only triggered by a Chiv Kumbah Sayyid Mitzvah Gavra, so then what would emerge is that both Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim would think that the nature of Tashbisu is a kumbase mitzad chafza. So that just rounds out, again, the three different versions within approach number one, that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree fundamentally to the nature of Tashbisu. Three different versions of it, either they agree to Isra Asay, / Sheva Taisa, that's version A. Version B is that they both agree to kumbase mitzad gavra. And version C is that they both agree to kumbase mitzad chafza. So now, I'd like to quickly develop approach number two. And approach number two says that, no, Hagufa, that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim represents a fundamental machlokes about the very nature of Tashbisu. And the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's Dafka Besreifa, and the Chachamim, who say Hashmasas and Choldavar, those respective shitos in terms of how to accomplish Tashbisu reflect two very different perspectives on the nature of Tashbisu. And the best indicator that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim represents a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Tashbisu would be if you can find that there are other nafkamina aside from, right, the way in which to mekayim Tashbisu. Right, if you're able to find other fundamental nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim beyond Sreifa versus Hashpasas b'chol davar, then those other nafkamina would reflect that their machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim isn't limited. It's not like they agree about everything and just they argue a prat about whether it's dafka strefa or even hashpasas b'chol davar. Right? If you start finding other nafkamina, then that might highlight that the reason why there are more nafkamina besides just the ofen of tashbisu is because at the core of the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is the very nature of tashbisu, which are thereby generate and, you know, result in nafkamina in other, you know, other nafkamina as well. So the one nafkamina that we're going to see that comes up according to some mefarshim is this very important nafkamina of Afron Mutter. And therefore, if you see that certain mefarshim say that the heter of Afron Mutter is limited to Rabbi Yehuda, while the Chachamim would say that an Afron Asr, that might be a very good indication that the fundamental machok is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim at hand. But let's go now through the different versions of what the machok is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim could be. So call it version 2a, is that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disagree in that the Chachamim holds that Tashbisu is an Isra Aseh, while Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Tashbisu is a Kumva Aseh Mitzad de Gavra. So again, version 2a is that the fundamental machok is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is that the Chachamim hold that Tashbisu is an Isra Aseh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Kumva Aseh Mitzad de Gavra. Where would you possibly find such a shita? Right, see, this is going to be the simplest understanding of Mefarshim who limit the heter of Afron Mutter to Rabbi Yehuda and say the Chachamim hold of Afron Aser. As we pointed out before, Bepashtus, right, the Koveya for the heter of, for the din of Nasa Mitzvasan, is any Kumba Aseh even Mitzad de Gavra. Right, so if you find certain Mefarshim who limit the heter of Afron Mutter to Rabbi Yehuda and say that, oh, the Chachamim hold of Afron Aser, the simplest explanation is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Kumva Aseh Mitzad de Gavra, and therefore that triggers the din of Nasa Mitzvasan, and thereby the heter of Afron Mutter, while the Chachamim, who think it's in the category of Nikbarin, who don't think that the din of Nasa Mitzvasan is triggered, hold that it's an Isra Aseh. So who are the classical Mefarshim who are mechalik between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in terms of this heter of Afron Mutter? So the first source for this is Tosfos and Chaf Aleph on the base. So again, this takes us to the beginning of the second parak, which should, you know, Tzvi should have fond memories of not so long ago. So the key Gemara is in Chaf Aleph on base, but the key line in the Mishnah is in Chaf Aleph on Aleph, where the Gemara said in the Mishnah, sorry, Tzvi, take it away. See the third line of the Mishnah, yeah. Avar Zmano,
Osaban Oso, for the Asik will find out the key.
Right. So after the Zmana Yisr, not only is Chametz Asr Bana, now the Mishnah, interestingly, gives an example. Once it's Asr Bana, therefore you can't use the Chametz to heat up your oven. And the Gemara is going to ask the obvious kasha. That's just an example of Hana, right? Once we know that's Asr Bana, of course you can't use it to heat up your oven. Oh, this is a very, very important Gemara. We're only going to focus on Tosus' Hesper of this Gemara, but this Gemara has a fascinating Havamina here about. Fascinating Havamina, again, a whole range of Rishonim, each one is really crucial, but we're going to stick to Tosos for the moment. So, Tzvi, here's a little Yasik Botan over here, right?
That's what time we hear. I'm Pshita. Lo Tzvicha, as the Buddha, the Amir, in Bier Chamish, the Sefer. Saga, the Chamina, Hoyo, by my Buddha, the Mitzvah, the Sefer, by the Dikasar, the Sanamina, Kamash, Bolan.
So, what's the Havamina? Sorry, this is that, right? Right, the chinish is dafka within Rabbi Yehuda, because with dafka within Rabbi Yehuda, there's a following halacha. What's the halacha?
As I burn it, I could get no.
Right. That even though you're in the middle of the process of burning it, and right, and the chametz is still bad, right? It hasn't yet been nisraf completely. It still has the shem chametz is still there. Still, the fact that you're in the process of doing sreifa, you'd have a halacha that would be matir et bana. And the big question everyone asks is, why in the world would the being involved in the process of Srefa trigger a heterona? And the second question is, why is it dafka within Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't you have the parallel din that, oh, for the Chachamim, when they're in the middle of destroying the Chametz of Hashem Sassu B'chol Davar, why don't you have the same heter created? So again, the Gemara implies that there's some fundamental difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as expressed by this Havnina. But we're going to see Tosos, again, Dir Masel B'chav D'Kasaraflei, is going to explain it in a manner which relates to our discussion of Afron Mutter, Afron Aser. Go for it, Tzvi.
The idea to consider for the assignment, Mishum, the Yehuda, the Amar, Chametz, Besefa, Afron Mutter, the Tanya, Perek, Basu, the Tamura, Kol, and Shaf, and Afron Mutter. The Kasagat, the Chabad, the Kasar for the assignment.
Right, so he says, Davka, the Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that what? that Afron Mutter, so you'd have a Hamina, that the heter of Afron Mutter even exists while you're doing the Sreifa. So again, we're not going to deal with that Hamina at the moment, because we're not learning Chafal Afron Beis, but it's clear, and we'll see clear from the rest of Tosas, that this heter of Afron Mutter for Tosas is limited to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosas continues. Very important. So Tosos seems to be the first, first Makor to be Mechalik, or who explicitly is Mechalik in terms of this Nafkamina of Afron Mutter between Rabbi Yehuda and the Cham. As we said before, the simple understanding of Tosos, again, against Reb Chaim, is that all you need to trigger the din of Nasa Misfasan and thereby the het of Afron Mutter is for the Chiyav Sreifa / Chiyav Tashpisu to be a Kumva Asay Mitzali Gavra. So therefore, the fact that Tosos says that limits the din of Nasa Misfasan and thereby the het of Afron Mutter to Rabbi Yehuda, the implication is that only Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a Kumva Asay Mitzali Gavra, but the Chachamim who categorize chametz as nikbarin, which basically means there's no chiyav to destroy nikbarin. It's just nikbarin is that you just can't be around. You bury it because it's a takala. You can't have it around. That very much sounds like the chamim hold that it's an iser asay. The chametz is no chiyav to destroy chametz. You just can't have chametz around in your property. Therefore, it's in the category of nikbarin, which thereby have the din of Afron Aser. So again, the simple pshat in Tosos is that his chilek between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum highlights that he understands the machokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum as being a fundamental machokas, with Rabbi Yehuda holding that the nature of Tashpisu is a kumva asem is al gavra, while the Chum say, it's nikbarin, it's just an iser aser. And the second, mekor, right, mefarish, who again limits the psak of Afron Mutter Tribuda and says that the Chachamim would hold of Afron Aser is the tour. Remember, that's the tour that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is asking on. The tour in Tuf Memhei explicitly states that the heter of Afron Mutter is limited to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll just read it right now. Tour writes as follows in Tuf Memhei. Of Alehanos be Afro, Acher Shesarfo, right? The matter whether it's mutter to get hana from the efer after the sreifa, zetaloi beplukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Gufa is talay in the machoket to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum. The Rabbi Yehuda shehu b'sreifa mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who hold ein bir chametz al sreifa, then it's mutter. Why? Tekaim lan kol nisrafin afron mutter. Because if it's dafka sreifa, then it falls into the category of nisrafin, which have the din of afron mutter. Rabbanan Aser, but according to the Chamim, it's Aser. To call a Nikbaran, Afron Aser. Because according to Chamim, right, Chametz is in the category of Nikbaran, which means that it's all about Takala. There's no Chiyav to be Mashbis. There's no Chiyav to destroy it. It's just it can't be around. Very much sounding that while Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the Chiyav Kumba Asay Mitzad Gavra to destroy it, the Chamim hold that it's just an Isser Asay. And therefore, it's in the category of Nikbaran. So again, right now, so far we've seen approach 2a, which says it's a fundamental machokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, and the machokis is the Chamim holds it's an Isser Asay, while the Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a Kumva Asay Mitzad the Gavra. And this brings us to a parallel shita of Reb Chaim, which is a slightly different version. We'll call it version 2b. Reb Chaim similarly thinks it's a fundamental machokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, but it is a slightly different version, because according to the Rav Chaim, as we said before, he thinks that the only way you can trigger the din of Nasa Mitzvasan is if the Chiyav Tashpisu, the Chiyav Streifa, is Mitzad the Chavtza. So says Rav Chaim, there's a fundamental machok between Rav Yehuda and the Chamim, but a little different than version 2a. His version is that while the Chachamim hold that it's Nikbaran, it's simply an Isser Asay, it's all about Adam and Chametz and Yerushas, Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that the Chiyav Streifa triggers the din of Nasa Mitzvasan, must hold that the Chiyav Streifa, the Chiyav Tashpisu, is a Chiyav Kumba Asay, Mitzad the Chatzah. So here you have a slightly different version. Again, both versions are within approach number 2, which says it's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, but they argue about what exactly is the are the two sides of the machokis, right? Both versions hold that the chamim are on the Isra'asei side, but they argue whether Rabbi Yehuda din Sreifa, which triggers the heter of Afer Mutter, is that an indication that they hold, that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Kumba Asei Mitzad the Gavra, or is it an indication of a Kumba Asei Mitzad the Chavza? Oh. The last version of approach number two, which I haven't found any mefarish for, would be that, again, the third option would be the Rabbi Yehuda, that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim hold that it's Kumba Asei, that it's that Tashmizu Kumba Asei, but the difference is whether it's Mitzad the Chavza or Mitzad the Gavra. You would have to like combine different shitos to say that. Again, I haven't found any particular mefarish who seems to hold that, so we'll just leave that as a theoretical possibility. But that would be the third version if you ever find it. Now, please let me know. But that would be a third possibility that, again, both Chamim and Rabbi Yehuda would hold of Kumba Asei, but they would argue about whether it's Kumba Asei Mitzad the Chavza or Mitzad the Gavra. We'll stop here. Again, there's a lot more to the Sugya of Tashbisu. But I think we're going to stop here. I'll send out my notes if people are interested in the rest of the sugya.